The major topics were ones expected from the business-oriented chamber. They included gas and oil development, the gas pipeline, oil taxes, income taxes, but also education and health care. Most were statewide, but one query from the audience asked Parnell, Berkowitz, and William Toyin, the Libertarian candidate, what specifically were they going to do for Anchorage? Incumbent Parnell said statewide oil and gas development, along with educational support, were about Anchorage. He then noted some specifics.
A Port of Anchorage development project that we have worked to fund even beyond where we are. And I think about adjoining communities like the Mat-Su Borough and thinking about how do we create a better road system. And so we're funding a better highway system as well to create that infrastructure needed. It's an all-in approach to economic development and growth for Anchorage. It's not just about one community.
Berkowitz also voiced a statewide response, saying too much emphasis on the urban areas, especially Anchorage, only divided Alaska.
Alaska is going to move forward together. We're going to do it with developing resources in rural Alaska and doing the training in the urban centers and the financing from the urban centers if necessary, but we all work together, and that's how we make a better state.
In a rare moment of triple agreement, Libertarian Toyin concurred with the Democrat and Republican. But on other issues, like Pebble Mine, the divide was apparent. Parnell said it was inappropriate for the governor to take a position before public testimony and scientific scrutiny.
I will assure clear and consistent and adequate environmental permitting processes are in place, but I will not up front determine whether a project flies or dies.
Berkowitz said because of the state's faulty review process, he did not support Pebble Mine.
Sean talked about the regulatory process and the process being sound. It isn't sound. It was broken several years ago when they gutted coastal zone management and took away the ability of local people to weigh in a meaningful way and, by the way, stand up to things like the Endangered Species Act through the coastal zone management process.
The most popular term for the candidates at the forum was incentivize. It came up in diversifying Alaska's economy with tax credits. Parnell said he supported such an approach, as was already taking place with film tax credits.
I propose doing the same thing with tourism marketing and creating a sustainable tourism marketing mechanism to incentivize the private sector to contribute funds to tourism marketing. We could do the same with seafood. We could do the same with forest products.
Berkowitz said if tax incentives worked for the film industry, why not oil and gas?
It's great that Sean talks about all the things that about renewable energy and research and development and all the things that we can do, all the incentives that could happen. Well, he hasn't done anything about it. He's been governor for 2 years.
Toyin, an anti-tax libertarian, disputed the incentive concept. He reasoned if there were little or no taxes, a crutch like incentives wouldn't be needed. If Berkowitz accused Parnell of inaction, the incumbent labeled the Democrat as impatient. He said before beginning Berkowitz's proposed program allowing Alaskans a chance to buy stock in a gas pipeline to show resident backing for the project, Alaska should wait another 6 months to see if the governor's preferred Y-line to outside and to Alaska garnered the necessary support. He also criticized Berkowitz's plan for field-by-field royalty rates as prone to litigation. Berkowitz said such procedures had already been tried and would work as an incentive to production and hiring. Besides Parnell, Berkowitz, and Toyin, the remaining gubernatorial candidate appearing on November's ballot is Donald Wright of the Alaska Independence Party. KSKA will be posting the full forum on its website in the near future. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.